The original The Long Winding Road, recorded live in the basement of Apple, where the film was made, and that's from the film. That's from the original tape that was supposed to be called Get Back. But then, of course, all the fuss, and then Phil Spector coming in and doing everything and remixing everything and coming out with this LP. Our comments to and in respect to Capital of Canada for such a fine package. It's 12 minutes after 1 o'clock, just a few minutes late. Okay, hope you didn't mind that. If there is a reason that the Beatles broke up, it goes back to a series of events which center around the formation of Apple. After Brian Epstein's death and the release of Sgt. Pepper, the Beatles were set adrift to find their own direction without guidance. They started Apple, set up to be run by the Beatles as a collective, and they installed their longtime friends and associates to take care of the business. They found out, however, that four musicians and their road managers do not successfully make a record company, no matter who they are. John George Ringo, bored with daily meetings over minor business hassles, soon drifted away from it, and it quickly became Paul's trip. Paul, who in the meantime had married Linda Eastman, whose father and brother are music business lawyers, couldn't run it either, and it was a mess. Apple turned into a huge financial loss, draining like a sieve. Under incompetent management, freeloaders, hangers-on, loyal and loving Beatle workers, well, it all bogged down. Bickering started among the Beatle and among the Beatles. John soon let it slip to the papers that the operation had bled the Beatles nearly dry. Then he brought in Alan Klein, and the fight began. John and Yoko in one corner, Paul and Linda McCartney in the other. John, with his clothes off and weird trips, drifting further and further away from Paul, the nice Beatle, repulsed by John's carryings on. And John, with George and Ringo, wanting Alan Klein to bring order to the chaos, versus Paul, whose new in-laws wanted to take over the Beatles. So it went, and so they broke up. Unquote from Rolling Stone. Then, to finish off, on the sleeve of their very first EP, Tony Barrow, their senior press officer, wrote this: "The four numbers on this EP have been selected from the Lennon-McCartney songbook. If that description sounds a trifle pompous, I may suggest you preserve this sleeve for 10 years. Exhume it from your collection somewhere around the middle of 1973 and write me a very nasty letter if the pop people of the 1970s aren't talking with respect about at least two of these titles as early examples of modern beat standards taken from the Lennon-McCartney songbook."
This has been A Night in the Life, a progression of the Beatles' best on CHUM FM. A Night in the Life was produced by David Pritchard.